From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the migrant crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation and has called on the European Union to take charge of migrant processing shelters. A UNHCR spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming, said Friday that the crisis has exposed differences in attitudes and policies of the EU member countries. She called for processing centers to be established under the auspices of the UN and the International Organization for Migration. Earlier in the day, Commissioner Antonio Guterres said the refugee crisis is a defining moment for the European Union, and if the EU remains divided on the issue, that will only benefit smugglers and traffickers. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against Islamic State militants. He said the U.S. shares Saudi Arabia's concerns about Yemen and the need to restore an inclusive and functioning government there, as well as Saudi concerns about the crisis in Syria. Obama made his remarks before meeting with Saudi King Salman at the White House Friday, in the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is willing to share power with some opposition groups if Damascus is included in a broadened coalition to fight the Islamic State. Speaking to journalists Friday at the Eastern Economic Forum in Russia's Vladivostok, Putin said Russia was working closely with the Syrian leader on uniting efforts to expand the fight against terrorism. This is VOA News. Tension is brewing in Kenya's ruling coalition between allies of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and backers of his deputy, William Ruto. Ruto's allies say the government is not supporting their man at the International Criminal Court, where he is on trial for alleged crimes against humanity. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf has the story from Nairobi.
Kenyan media outlets report that political leaders from the Rift Valley region will hold a meeting this weekend to pray for their leader, Deputy President William Ruto. Some observers say the gathering will really focus on the fallout from the ICC's latest ruling in the Ruto case. Judges ruled that last month prosecutors can use statements from witnesses who later recanted their testimonies. The ruling caused pale trouble for Ruto, who critics have accused of witness tampering. It could also cause rifts in the ruling Jubilee coalition. Supporters of Ruto say the government has failed to support the deputy president in his fight to avoid conviction. Kenya's attorney general told the Daily Nation newspaper, "The state is doing everything it can to help the deputy president." Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August, 5.1%. That is a drop of 0.2% from the previous month. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the economy had a net gain of 173,000 jobs, which is less than most economists had predicted. The report says the healthcare and financial services sectors gained jobs while mining and manufacturing lost positions. This report is a key part of the data that leaders of the U.S. Central Bank will consider as they decide how soon and how much to raise the benchmark interest rate. Two senior members of Ukraine's far-right Svoboda Party were charged Friday with rioting after being questioned in Kiev in connection with Monday's clashes outside Parliament. Three National Guard officers died of injuries from a grenade explosion during clashes between police and nationalists protesting a constitutional amendment granting more powers to Ukrainian regions, including the rebel-held east. More than 140 people were hospitalized. One officer remains in a coma. Officials said they had found the man, formerly a fighter in a volunteer battalion in the rest of east, who is believed to have thrown the grenade. Speaking in Vladivostok early Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin condemn the deadly clashes. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.